This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's an absolute great hire for them. Just your initial thoughts, and you can give them to us too. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You know, Tito was looking at probably a statue here in Northeast. What do you, is he statue worthy?
Darn right he is.
Okay, I think so too. But, you know, I don't know. Does this change things that he went on to another team if he would have retired and just said, that's it, happy trails?
No.
Okay, I'm just making some.
No, I don't think so. No. That wasn't meant to be like a It wasn't meant to have like malice behind it. That was just a general. No, I don't think so. We all knew he would find his way back to managing at some point. Mm-hmm. He had never like buried any of those thoughts. I just, not gonna lie, I thought it was gonna be another year. I thought he would take another year and really make sure that everything going on with him and all that stuff was healed up. He was feeling good. He got all the golf in that he wanted to play. He did whatever he wanted to do besides, you know, follow the Arizona Wildcat basketball team around for a while, you know, whatever made the man happy. I thought he would take 2 years and then find his way back in, kind of like with, like, I think Bruce Bochy took like 2 years and sailed all over the place and all that stuff. Like, I thought we were on that kind of a trajectory. And so not the year.
Isn't John Farrell sailing somewhere? Isn't he running like he's somewhere in New England. I think he's running like a fishing charter boat. I think that's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
I remember seeing the picture of him doing that.
Good for him, man.
All right. So, you know, he was here for 10 years. You know, I think fans just adored him, respected him, saw what he was able to do, you know, picked up a manager of the year here. He picked up two manager of the years here, didn't he?
Made a World Series.
Yeah. You know, took
a couple deep playoff runs.
You know, managed his you-know-what off. And I just think, you know, I think last year was just probably the right time for both sides to break off on this thing. And I really think that's what happened. I know what, you know, how it looked to the fans and how it looked to everybody on the outside. Looked like, oh, this is a mutual parting of the ways. And, you know, he's got to get his health. Yes, absolutely. He had to get his health together and try to figure that out. He's still very vested in the city of Cleveland with some restaurant dealings that he's got around town. And, you know, there's even a pizza slice named after him at his pizza place down the street here. So, you know, he's still very much part of our community. And, you know, I think he was adored because he took a scooter to the game. I mean, there were so many little things about him that made him real. And I think fans love that. And that was a big part of it. But now he finds himself, you know, picking up another. I am not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. And I just don't know what the life of a manager is anymore in Major League Baseball. And I think that might be a part of it. And we talk to Brian Anderson every week, and he talks about how managers really aren't managing anymore. That you've got front offices that are doing everything, and they've got their hands in everything. And I just, you know, a lot of it is being able to be the PR guy. You know, they're the PR guy because they talk to the media more than anybody else. They talk to most media twice a day, before the game and then directly after the game. I think they get Sundays off for the most part. You know, they're the information givers to the media, and then therefore that's the information that comes to you. In some ways, I think being a manager in Major League Baseball, especially if you are a very much a team that leans on analytics wholeheartedly, that's what it is. I mean, I don't even know if you're filling out the lineup card every day. You may have their handwriting on there, but the front office is all over. It's not just here. It's all over the place. And so I don't know if manager today is manager what it was years ago. And if the front office and the manager maybe don't get along, or if there's some kind of a different path that they want to take, then maybe it is time to split off. I wish him all the luck in the world in Cincinnati. I hope he has a great and successful time down there. Just please don't beat up on the Guardians.
Well, the first thing that popped into my head was, well, that's good. At least he knows where the facility is. That was the first thing that popped into my head.
You mean the training facility?
The spring training facility is.
Yeah, you just have to go half mile down the road.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's the same exact, for those of you who don't know.
But the ballpark's the same.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Goodyear has both the Reds and the Guardians in it. So that was the first thing that popped. So, well, he knows where he's going. So I'm kind of with you. I wonder how much of it has to do with say either direction. I wonder if, especially when it came to Terry Francona, I think his health was number one. I think he just needed to take a year off and he needed to get healthy. And I don't think it should put any kind of tarnish on his legacy here in Cleveland. He still did wonderful things. He still built this franchise back up when it was pretty downtrodden. And he came in and he, along with everybody else inside of that organization, made a lot of good playoff runs. They made that World Series run. They ran into that buzzsaw cheating Houston Astros team on a team that I still think was the best one that they put together. Probably should have won the World Series that year. Mm. That team was stacked. So, yeah, it stinks to see him go elsewhere. But I'm not shocked. What I'm shocked about is that it's the Reds. I'm shocked
really?
That he's going. Yes, I'm
it's a
shocked.
Major League Baseball team that has an opening. Why does that shock you?
I'm shocked he would want to sign up with an organization with a long history of cutting corners and a long history of doing dumb things like going to Rotary clubs and saying, "Well, we're not competing this year." So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're not trying for anything this year. I mean,
have you ever looked at our history? I mean, we have some moments like that too. It's
what
not
the Castellinis have done over the last few years when it's come to this team is like. If you're a Reds fan, you've been kicked a good amount in the last 10 years. Like, you've been kicked pretty hard numerous times. Hmm. And so that's part of the reason where it's like, you could see where the Terry Francona thing made sense because he had a relationship with being here for that little bit between the Phillies and the Red Sox. Like, you could kind of look and go like, okay, he knew what he was getting into here. And I don't know if that same relationship.
I think when he first came here, it was a great relationship because.
Heck yeah.
Right in the beginning, Chris was still, you know, still early in his career. I'm trying to remember what year he took over as general manager. And you know, I think I have all the respect in the world for Chris Antonetti. And I think it was a good marriage when he first came here because it gave you, you know, maybe some new edge thinking along with some old school managing. And I think that there was a lot of respect in the front office for the opportunity to get Terry Francona to come out of retirement from taking him off the desk at ESPN and knowing what had happened to him in Boston the year before, which just to me it seemed ridiculous, or 2 years before he came here. I think that when he first came here, it was actually just like this perfect marriage of old school, new school. Let's try to figure out how to be a winning franchise and stay the course. Again, it's winning franchise. It's not necessarily winning World Series franchise. It's a winning franchise. And you have to respect them for their ability to put a team out on the field board. You may not know the last names of the guys that are out there, but yet somehow, some way they continue to be competitive because they're in the AL Central and they know how to compete. I'm not saying they know how to bring home the big trophy, but they know how to compete and they know how to win.
Yeah.
So I mean, when he first came in here, I thought it was, you know, I thought it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And so, I think as fans, we reap the benefits of that. And then I don't know what happened over the last year. You know, you could see that it just looked like he was frustrated at the trade deadline, 2 years ago now, that the team didn't really want to go out and do anything. And then all of a sudden they started to do something. They brought in some veterans after. I just, I, it was just goofy. Like, they weren't on the same page. I'll just put it that way. To the outsider, it didn't look like the front office and Terry Francona were on the same page. And we also knew that Tito wasn't feeling real well, and that, remember, he had missed an All-Star game because he was under the weather and he had some health issues. And we all saw this. I mean, we all get it. We all understand it. And just sometimes it's time for a parting of the ways. I am not mad at Terry Francona at all.
No,
and I'm listening to
be in the slightest.
Yeah, people were like, people are blaming the front office for him. Like, I don't know that it's so much the front office. I just think philosophically they were on different paths.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody how to feel. Look, if you're angry and all that stuff, fine. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I just don't think you should take this as a slap in the face.
No, there's no way. No, yeah. I don't think the Guardians front office should take it as a slap in the face, and I don't think fans especially should take it as a slap in the face.
Absolutely.
So what? He's going to Cincinnati. So we play them 6 times next year. So what? Ooh, the Ohio Cup. Oh, man, that's great, man. When's the last time we had a parade for the Ohio Cup? When's the last time anyone cared? Really,
seriously. It's right up there with the barge. It's probably being used to prop a door open somewhere.
There's some catcher wearing the Ohio Cup somewhere. Cleveland is in Cleveland. Hi, Cleveland.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you,
doing
man?
Doing well, man. How are you?
All right. Just wanted to say something right quick. Doesn't Terry have some history with the Reds? Didn't he play with them?
Yeah, he did. He played with them in 87. Correct. He did. He played with them for a year. Oh, that was it? All right. He had history here too, right?
Right, and he may have, you know, exactly what Cleveland said. He may have that history, and maybe he's got a connection with the Castellini family for that exact reason. I don't know. It's just not the place that I would have picked if I were him. I would have waited a little longer, seen if anybody else opened. Maybe the San Francisco gig opens up. Maybe I would head that direction where I would have a payroll, and I would have ownership that is a little bit known to be more all in than what the Castellinis have been in the past. That would be my only reservation.
Do you think, just looking at his background, I'm just asking this baseball-wise, right? Boston is just like... Boston's a hotbed, right, sports.
Andy,
that's
the pressure cooker of baseball right there.
So, obviously, you come to Cleveland, it's more of a hometown feel. You're not going to get ripped by the media. You're not really going to get – the pressure isn't the same. If you perform, it's great. Let's be honest. Most eyes are on the football team most of the year. I'm not – let's just – don't – I know how you feel. I know how we all feel about baseball. I love baseball. If you ask me what team is the most important team in town, I'm going to tell you the Guardians, and it has nothing to do with sports. It has everything to do with filling 81 dates in a ballpark that keeps your downtown alive. It has nothing to do with sports. That having a baseball team here is unbelievably important, you know, when you look at the economic impact of what's going on there. But by the same token, the pressure of being a manager here, how do you think other cities would have been? Let's just say in New York, although Aaron Boone had Aaron managed anything before he went to?
Nope.
No.
Not a thing.
But he was a name. He was a link to Yankees history. If he wouldn't have played basketball, he never would have played here. Do you remember that, how he got hurt playing basketball?
Mm-hmm. All right, absolutely.
I think that if you're going to manage and you're going to manage in a city like Cleveland or Cincinnati or Pittsburgh or Kansas City, even Tampa, I mean, the pressure is much different than it is if you're in New York, if you're in Chicago. I mean, it's just night and day. And you're not – like, I think as a manager, you can kind of control the atmosphere. You can control the message that's going out. You know, because people are like, well, we're excited we have a baseball team, but – you know, if you win, you lose. It's not the end-all, be-all. I'm sorry. I'm just being totally honest about that. I know people may not want to hear that. John Morosi, MLB Network. I want to hear what he has to say. He's going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. But he's a man that called it in the beginning of the season when he talked to this station. He's John Morosi, and he said, I don't know why anyone would be sleeping on the Guardians. And John is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I should have got lottery numbers for you that day when you said that on the air here. And I'm like, man, John, listen to the optimism he has for this team. So you're not surprised at all where the Guardians are at this point.
Well, Andy and Dan, I would only wish that all of my predictions are that accurate. first of all, so I appreciate you remembering that. And thanks for the invitation to be on the show this morning. The Guardians have an outstanding ball club, and it's evident to me that they are also built well for the postseason when you consider how good their bullpen is. Yes, they've had to go to that bullpen a lot, but I do believe that they are perhaps the rare team that will benefit from the break because they have had to go to the bullpen key guys so often. So I think they've got a fantastic pen, and then I love their lineup as well. And that they've got, I think, one of the best five players in the sport, probably, in Jose Ramirez leading the way, and he's got great numbers against the Tigers. So it should be a tremendous matchup in the first ever meeting. It's amazing to say.
It is amazing.
The postseason between these franchises.
What, 23? Oh, they played over 2,300 times, right? That's what you tweeted yesterday, right? Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was thinking to myself, the last time that the cities of Detroit and Cleveland had a really consequential postseason meeting, LeBron was involved. I mean, it hasn't happened very often. It's amazing to think about it. And we're still waiting for that Browns-Lions Super Bowl. One day it'll happen. But I think in the meantime, this is something for, I think, fans in both states to really appreciate.
So, John, when you look at this team, you know what? Let's go this direction first. What do you think of the playoff format, and do you like the idea that we're seeing two AL Central teams go against each other, and we're seeing it in other divisions too, as the Dodgers and the Padres are going to go against each other in this five-game series? Is this good for baseball?
I really think it is, and to your point, we'll see the Mets and the Phillies for the first time ever in the postseason as well. Padres-Dodgers, that is a really intense regional rivalry that I think is going to captivate fans across the country. The Royals and the Yankees, for fans of a certain age, they've got a longstanding rivalry too. It wouldn't surprise me if you've got fans from Cleveland driving up to Detroit and vice versa because of the proximity. I think those are all really great storylines. It certainly wasn't the intention necessarily that it would work out this way in terms of the format dictating any sort of divisional play, if you will. But it is unique that three out of the four series are intra-division. And, of course, in the American League, really, it's a fairly small geographic area in the grand scope of things where it's just Midwest and Northeast on the American League side at this point in time. So the format, and let's get one more year's worth of data, I'm talking about this year, before we really start drawing too many conclusions. It is true that the teams that have had the buys have struggled in these series. And last year we had two wildcard teams meet in the World Series. Of course, the 2022 champion, the first year of this format, was a team that won their division in Houston. So from that standpoint, maybe some of that immediate result of last year is a little bit exaggerated. But there is something to baseball and the rhythm of the sport where when you've got a hot team that had to play really well down the stretch to get in, like the Mets, like the Tigers. The Padres didn't exactly squeak in, but they had to play really well the last 6 weeks of the season. So these teams become really dangerous to have to deal with during the course of the playoffs. And if the Guardians don't win this series, I think fans will correctly point to the layoff and say, hey, maybe it had more of an impact than we even expected it would.
John, is there any way to – like, I don't see how to remedy – like, I'm happy they're at least playing best of three because I couldn't stand the one-game playoff. So, I mean, you go from, you know, 3-5-7. I don't know of another way to do it unless you were like – I don't know. I can't think of a different way other than this 3-5-7. Do you have any ideas?
I think you're right, Andy. If you take a couple ideas as given, if that is A, that you like six teams being in the postseason in each league, mm-hmm. which gives you 12, which expands it from what it used to be, but still makes it the most exclusive postseason relative to the number of teams in the league of all of the four major sports in the U.S. So it's still the hardest postseason to get to. And so if you build it that way, then that's basically what this is, the structure that makes the most sense. If you believe correctly that you probably have to finish the playoffs in a month and wrap it up by the early days of November. Baseball for a long time has said, we want to avoid November baseball. We want to wrap this thing up right around Halloween. And if your season has 162, for obvious economic reasons, and if this is if you've carved up the postseason among multiple broadcasting entities, again for economic reasons, this is the way that it has to be done. Now we can argue and say it may result in more random results, and that's true. It totally does. So does hockey, for example.
Yes.
And look at the history of my co-favorite sport, and how many times the team that wins the President's Trophy also wins the Stanley Cup. It almost never happens. And I think that that's part of the joy of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the unexpected team, unexpected season. And I'm okay with that in baseball. The fact that the first year of this, the team that had the bye was Houston. And if memory serves, in 2022, when they won the World Series, they won every game in the division series, and they won every game in the ALCS. So, and that was a postseason tested team. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting test case. But it is certainly an obstacle. I heard Matthew Boyd talking the last couple of days about the Guardians trying to find ways to simulate game conditions. That's a noble effort. It's really hard to do. And I think the playoff experience, like the Astros had 2 years ago, was probably paramount in their ability to handle it. And we'll see how the Guardians do here coming up.
All right, so let me throw this at you just because you brought the hockey thing. Because we had some people, I brought that up the same thing about a week ago. You know, would Major League Baseball be served with a President's Cup? I don't know that it would mean anything. The other thing is, could you go back farther into March and start the season a little earlier so you could do a best of seven for the wild card? Although you still got teams sitting out for a long time. That doesn't solve that problem.
That's the issue. And so I think that the issue is the number of days that you have off. That is the big problem. And you know, I was covering the Tigers as a beat reporter back in 06 when they swept the ALCS, and then they showed up in the World Series and were just flat, and they never got going. And then the next year, Colorado did the same thing, swept the NLCS, went to the World Series, got swept. It's challenging. This is a rhythm sport. And it's not at all like any other game where, trust me, in hockey, when a team sweeps, they're ecstatic because everybody's beat up at that time of year physically and they need the time to recover. Baseball, part of why it's so amazing and so much fun to follow, and my dad and I talked about this a lot growing up, it's the one sport that you can't play better by playing harder. In most other sports, at the end of the day, if you just like play really good defense in basketball or in hockey, you throw a big check. Something you can do with energy and effort, football, big hit, it's cathartic and it gets you into the game. Baseball, the harder you try sometimes, the worse you do. And that's why it's such a difficult thing to have the layoff. It's a real obstacle. I think the Guardians, you know, the one thing you would look at is they have some hitters. I think Ramirez is in this category. Kwan certainly is. I think Manzardo, I like his approach a lot. They have some guys who have relatively simple approaches that I think are not as susceptible to the big layoff, if you will. Whereas if you've got a big-time power lineup and you just sit for a week, a lot of those power hitters rely on timing and some of those specific things that involve in launching the ball. Whereas I think Kwan, Ramirez, their approaches, I think, are simple and straightforward and a little easier to replicate even when you have a layoff.
John Marosa joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He will be on the TBS broadcast of the Royals-Yankee series. Also, you can catch him doing all sorts of coverage on MLB Network as well. Watch him there. John, what does it tell you that three AL Central teams have made it to this part in the playoffs? Does it mean that we can stop making fun of the AL Central for being bad baseball?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I told my colleagues in the network yesterday, I think we should just move the network to the Midwest. It's where all the good teams are. So I told them that and over in New Jersey yesterday. So we'll see if that happens. But I think that the AL Central has certainly gotten some respect. I mean, obviously right now they're 4-0. That'll change tomorrow. They'll be 5-1 and certainly after the first game. But the way that the teams have played and the stars in this division, you could argue that they've got the best pitcher in the world, which I think Scooble is right now. He is that. And then with Witt and Ramirez, you've got certainly two of the best five players in the American League and easily two of the top 10 players in the entire sport. So there is plenty of star power in this division. People don't always realize it. And by the way, you'll probably have Lugo and Reagans will be in the top five in the Cy Young race. And this is not all because of the White Sox being in the same division, okay? This is not merely a fluke of that. It's certainly and my friend Ken Rosenthal wrote a really good column about this at The Athletic this week. It is true that the Yankees should feel like the path is there for them to win the league. They of course, have had to contend with the Astros many times in recent years, and they are out. They've had to contend with the Orioles in their own division. Baltimore's played them very tough. Now they're out. So the Yankees will look at this landscape, or at least Yankee fans will, and say, listen, this should be our year. And admittedly, it really should. You've got Soto and Judge. You've got Cole. You've got still a good enough bullpen, even though there's been some ups and downs with Holmes. The Yankees, they're the favorites, and rightfully so. But when you look at the way the American League Central has played out, these teams are much better than I think anybody realized. And I love that the Guardians, the Royals, and the Tigers have all come at this from different angles. And by the way, all three of these teams have managers that have arrived in the last several years where there's a lot of new energy. I think Vogt has done a phenomenal job in his first year. And I do think the AL Central in a lot of ways is back on the map. We've got more of the elite eight of baseball is from the AL Central than any other division. So please drop that stat on all your friends from the coasts here in the coming days.
All right, John, I did want to ask you about Terry Francona yesterday. News breaking that he's probably heading to Cincinnati. I'm not surprised at all. You tell me. Are you?
Well, here's what I would say. I could tell that when he stepped away, that, and even some different things he had said since then, that he talked about how it was time to step away. But he also, and you both know this from being in the market there, he was very careful last year to not say, I'm retired for good and I'm walking away for good. And we know that he's been through a lot physically on his body. I think the time off, I know people that I had spoken with said when they had saw him or talked with him during the season that they felt like he had almost all of a sudden aged in reverse, that he looked younger and more excited and was feeling really good. So, which is obviously awesome to hear. And I think that for me, I'm excited for Terry that he's getting back in the dugout. That's where he wants to be. He loves the dugout. I remember the year that he spent broadcasting for ESPN. I remember I asked him, we had a conversation when he had taken the job in Cleveland the next year, and I said, hey, what do you think about all this? And he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, people said that, you know, by being away from the game for a year, that you might get some new perspective on things. And then I stepped away and I realized that I had no perspective. I want to be back in the dugout. This is just what he wants to do. And he did spend the 1 year, 87, he played for the Reds. That was right when I think Eric Davis was still on the team and he was a big superstar. So he's got a connection to the city, a connection to Ohio, certainly. But more than anything, he just loves the game and loves to teach. And that's a team that I think will benefit a lot from his leadership, almost similar to what the then Indians were when he arrived in the early part of the 2010. So I think it's going to be a great story for baseball, and certainly for Terry, and I'm wishing him well.
John, as always, we appreciate your time. Outstanding work, and you know, it's always fun to talk to you, especially when you throw the hockey stuff in there. I love that too. So, and we'll make sure
you got it.
We're watching you, MLB Network, TBS. You got the Royals and the Yankees series, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm here in New York. I'll head over to the Yankee Stadium today for some workout day notes and conversation. So, thank you so much for the invitation, and hopefully, we'll be talking more as the postseason goes along.
Thanks. Sounds outstanding.
Sounds
thank
awesome,
you, John.
Man.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
You got it. All right, John Morosi on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.